You've unwrapped all your gifts, you're ready to take down the tree, you've eaten a million sweets, but do you ever wonder what happens to all the trash that all this creates?
Our guest wondered that too, and in fact she wrote a piece for the Wall Street Journal called "The Last Christmas Present, Lots of Trash." Our guest is Serena Ung, a reporter for the Wall Street Journal, and Serena, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
It is good to have you here. And I have to say, is this development or this idea that we generate all this trash around the holidays, is that a new phenomenon that you're aware of, or is this something that has been building up over the course of time?
It's been building up for some time. You know, in the course of my reporting, you know, we asked the question, how much more trash do, you know, people produce? And the answer was pretty similar, whether it came from, you know, recycling companies or sanitation workers and, you know, even environmental groups. People produce, you know, up to 25% or sometimes more trash during the holidays, especially after Christmas and New Year's, because of all the partying that people do.
So lots of wine bottles, lots of food containers of one kind or another, and lots of present wrapping.
Yeah, gift wrap, you know, Christmas trees, you know, chicken bones. What was also interesting, you know, was that people throw out a lot of things like furniture, clothes, toys, electrical appliances. Just this morning, I was walking to the subway from my building, and I walked past like a vacuum cleaner and a stroller, you know, that were on the curb waiting to be picked up with the trash.
So something tells me somebody got a new vacuum cleaner and a new stroller for Christmas, and the old ones just wound up on the curb, right?
Yes. So, you know, people tend to, you know, throw out, you know, the old stuff when they get something new. And the sanitation workers have to pick it up and, you know, put it into, you know, the garbage truck, whether it's a sofa or a TV, you know, everything goes into the truck.
So, yeah, what are some of the other implications of that? Increased work on for sanitation workers. What else?
Yeah, so increased work on them. It's also a lot more waste that goes into landfills, you know. Everything from just even boxes, that things that can be recycled also tend to be thrown out with the trash a lot of times. And, you know, it does create more work for the people who have to pick them up. And sometimes their trucks fill up very quickly. They have to go to the landfills, you know, more often. And it's just a lot more waste that people produce during this time.
Do you get the sense that people are maybe a little lazier around the holiday season when it comes to properly disposing of materials? I mean, we have wine bottles and wrapping and boxes throughout the year. Is it just the volume, you think, or we just sort of say, well, it's not that hard, let's just toss it over here?
The volume is part of it. You know, when people have a lot of stuff that, you know, a lot of new stuff, or they buy a lot of things over Christmas, or they get a lot of gifts, they have to make space for the new things. So, you know, the easy way is to throw them out, even though, you know, there are obviously other ways to dispose of certain items, or you can try and give them away, right? If they're toys or, you know, even old furniture, someone might want to use it, even if it's old and, you know, a bit worn. They might be able to salvage it.
You know, one of the things that has changed in the last couple of years in terms of the holidays and solid waste, I think, is the whole idea of shopping online. You know, you order a CD or a book or whatever it might be, and it comes and your little tiny thing is there in the middle, and there's a whole bunch of peanuts around it and then a big box around that. And you start timing that up by everything you buy, and all of a sudden you've got a whole bunch of boxes and things in the house.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of boxes. I went to a recycling plant in New Jersey a week before Christmas, and I was, like, struck by how many boxes there were. You know, they had a mound of paper, and about half of it, or even more than half, were, like, just boxes. And you could see all the stores that people were shopping from Walmart to Macy's and Amazon. You know, all of that can be recycled, which is great. However, you know, what one of the managers of the plant told me was that people sometimes leave the pellets and the plastic bags, you know, those air-filled pockets, they leave them in the boxes and, you know, it gets mixed in with the paper and they have to, you know, manually take it out. And even though those, you know, packing materials, they technically can be recycled, but in practice, many of them are not recycled because, you know, you have to collect a lot of it in order to, you know, make it economical for the company to recycle it. So at least this company I went to, they said they just sort it and then they throw it out. So the plastic goes to a landfill, they recycle the boxes. So that was kind of, you know, kind of insightful for me to see where everyone's trash goes.
And I think it's kind of confusing for people, too, because a lot of those pellets and airbags and so forth have a recycling symbol on it. But as you say, it really depends on the local recycler, the local government entity, as to whether they'll actually take it. So you've got to do some homework on your end.
Exactly. So it's not that straightforward. You know, I buy a lot of stuff online, too, because I'm a busy mom, you know, and I do see those labels. You can recycle them. I was really surprised to hear that they don't recycle it. The reason is because they are very light, you know, little plastic bags and pallets. You have to collect a huge amount of them, you know, before a company can actually make money reselling the material. So that's why they throw it out.
So is this a trend that you see continuing as you look at kind of where we've been and where we might be going, that the holiday season will continue to be a big trash generator?
Yeah, I do see that, and you know, even though I think companies are trying to do what they can to reduce packaging, in the past when you ordered, let's say, one book, it might come in like a fairly big box, but now if you order like a single book, it comes in a box that's pretty much just a little bit bigger than the size of the book. So, you know, I feel like companies are trying to do their part to reduce the amount of materials they use. And I think hopefully as people get more used to online shopping, they will realize that they can actually, you know, be a bit more environmentally friendly if they buy more things per, you know, put more things in their shopping cart and buy more things at one time instead of ordering like one thing from one website and, you know, another thing from another website and, you know, having three or four different packages shipped to you from different websites.
So what do you hope people take away from your article?
I hope they just get a bit more aware that, you know, that people do produce a lot of waste during the holidays. And, you know, there's this mantra that everyone's heard before, reduce, reuse, and recycle. And it's something that we should all think about. Like, the first thing to do is try and reduce whatever you consume. And, you know, whatever you can reuse, you should reuse. Like, you know, instead of throwing away a toy, like, try and donate it. You know, gift wrap can be sometimes reused. Your ribbons can be kept and reused for a new gift. And then, you know, to the extent you can, try and recycle. You know, try not to throw it out with the trash if you can recycle, you know, your bottles or your boxes. I know it's a hassle for some people because they may not have recycling pickups. You know, but to the extent they can, I think every bit helps.
But old habits die hard. Is this something you think is worth a follow-up in a year or two on your part?
Yeah, I definitely would like to keep tabs on it. I'm also, you know, one thing that people don't realize, too, is a lot of the, you know, when we send stuff for recycling, a lot of it actually ends up being exported to countries like China, where it's used in manufacturing there. So, you know, the waste that you throw away here in the U.S. may end up in another country, and someone has to, you know, clean it and sort it and, you know, reprocess it. It doesn't just magically, you know, reappear as like a milk bottle or like a new box.
All right, lots to think about. Serena, thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Serena Ung has been with us. She is a reporter for The Wall Street Journal.